when you speak about attack, you're not just talking about physically attacking other people.
No. We're talking also about attack thoughts. And as the Course says at one point early on in the workbook, that you will recognize that a mild twinge of annoyance is a veil drawn over intense fury. So that even if we are mildly annoyed by something that happens, if you're driving along the highway and somebody cuts you off and you just feel the mild twinge of annoyance, you are still saying that this person has done something that has hurt me. Even if it's only an inconvenience, a slight inconvenience, you are still saying this person has done something to annoy me or to inconvenience me. All right, that's still the same thing. That's, again, one of the key ideas in the ego system. If you make only one part of it real, you've made all of it real. So whether I get vastly furious at you because you've cut me off on the highway, or I just say, oh, God, that's stupid what he did. It's the same thing. Because I'm seeing separation. I'm seeing that somebody has done something which has hurt me. The level of hurt or the magnitude of hurt doesn't matter. Right? It would be the same idea. That's part of the idea that's in back of that principle. There's no order of difficulty in miracles. You could change your mind about a cancer as easily as you could change your mind about a hangnail. Doesn't make any difference.
A couple of other things regarding the whole business of guilt. Psychology teaches or labels certain kinds of illness, sociopaths and psychopaths, as people who don't experience guilt. So what would you say to that one?
Right. The fact that a person doesn't experience guilt doesn't mean that the person doesn't necessarily have it. In fact, a person must have guilt if he or she acts in such a way that attacks other people. The difference being is that you may not be in touch with that guilt, that you've done a very effective job of denying it. But yes, psychologists will speak that a sociopath is being somebody who does not experience guilt. And what that really means is that he or she does not experience it consciously. But the guilt must be there if you've done something which attacks somebody else.
That whole page of the
book. Okay, good.
In your discussion of special hate and special love, you concentrated, as the Course does, on persons as the central thing. But of course, that's not the only kind of special hate or special love that exists. Say something about that.
Sure. The Course does almost exclusively talk about specialness in terms of people. But as we all know, we could also form special relationships with things or with ideas or with causes. A prominent among these, of course, would be the various forms of addiction. So that if a person is addicted to alcohol or drugs or sex or money or power or work, it doesn't make any difference. You are still saying, in effect, I cannot be happy. I cannot be at peace unless I have this thing, whatever it is. So if a person comes home from, let's say, a hard day at work and feels very angry and very anxious, and the anxiety doesn't go away, and then has a drink, and the anxiety dissipates, then you are forming a dependent relationship with the alcohol. That becomes the means of alleviating your anxiety. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy a drink. It just means if the purpose of it is to take away anxiety, then that's a special relationship. And that's going to go with any form of addiction. Those are just specific forms of specialness, which seem to be special love. All right. If I'm nervous and anxious and I take a pill, or I'm nervous and anxious and I take a drink, or I take a shot of dope, then it's special love at the moment because I feel better. But then, as we know, you pay a heavy price for it later. So that's another way of seeing how special love really is special hate. One can also form a special relationship with causes. I feel terrible about myself. I feel inadequate. I feel that I've been victimized by the world. So I'm going to join with other people and kind of march on whatever this group is. All right. So that if I feel that my government is victimizing me, then I will march on Washington to protest what this is doing. This does not mean that you can't join a peace march if that's how the Holy Spirit guides you. But you have to be careful as to what your motivation is. If the motivation is to really attack some other group for doing something sinful, then you're into specialness. The Course is not against anything in this world It doesn't tell you that you should or should not do anything in this world. It talks about why you would do things in this world. It's really a course in motivation. It's a course in how we think. It's a course in attitudes. So there's nothing in the course that would say what you should do or should not do, but it would caution you against identifying yourself with idols, whether you're talking about people, whether you're talking about forms of addiction, or you're talking about causes. Now, you could also form a special relationship with God. Right? In fact, most religions of the world do that, which are really bargains, where we in effect say to God, don't punish me, and I'll show you that I'm a good boy or a good girl, and I will do whatever it is that you want me to do. Right? So if the Bible says I should do this and the other thing, then I will do that. If my religion or my culture says, or my church says I should do this, that, the other thing, then I will do it. And the reason is to make a bargain. I will do this for you, and in exchange, you will love me. And of course, there's all the guilt, because if we don't do it, as we believe we should, or our church has taught us we should, then we feel that God will punish us, which is exactly correct within the ego system. And of course, last but not least, one could form a special relationship with the Course. All right. Now, this is a favorite one. Where you believe, for example, that salvation lies in doing the workbook lessons or reading the text, and that's all you have to do. Salvation does not lie in reading the Course in Miracles or doing the exercises. Salvation lies in putting into practice what it teaches. One form that this takes is a variant of the we-they world, where you have the good guys of the world now are those who work with the Course, and the bad guys are those who don't. A very prominent form this takes are those people who have been fallen away Christians who use the Course as a means of attacking their own particular church, Protestant or Catholic. You know, you guys got it wrong. Here, Jesus in the Course says this, and you know, you should pay attention to what he said, etc. Not realizing that they're not paying attention to what he said. Of course, to use the Course as an attack is the exact opposite of what its purpose is. Its purpose is to unify and to join with people and not to attack.
You juxtapose the idea of the word illusion on level one and level two, how it's used on level one, and the whole world, phenomenal world, is illusion. On level two, attack is an illusion. Could you give some more examples of how ideas from the Course go back and forth from level one and level two, say specifically like projection or something? Mm-hmm.
Okay. The word extension would be a good example. On level one, extension refers only to creation, so that spirit creates or spirit extends. On level two, extension refers to the extension of the Holy Spirit's forgiveness. So that word will be used both ways. It is never used in terms of the ego, but it could be used either as a synonym for creation or as the extension of right-minded thinking. So that would be an example how that would be used. Well, projection actually would be used in the same way. Projection one, as you see here on the chart, on the bottom of the first, on the column, the wish decision column, refers to the making up of the world. Right? It's the first projection of the error of the thought of separation now projected onto the world, which makes up the world literally. That's level one. On level two, it refers to the specific ways that we interpret the world. So that basically projection one is a collective ego that we've all shared in, and projection two is something we individually do. That's another way I think where the words would be used. The body, I think, also can be seen that way, as the world. On level one, the body and the world really are illusory and are really symbols of attack, because that's how they were made. On level two, the body is seen as neutral. There's a workbook lesson near the end of the workbook that says, my body is a wholly neutral thing, which means it could either serve the wrong-minded box on chart one or the right-minded box. All right, so that here, while the body is inherently illusory, which is a level one statement, it is seen as either serving an unholy purpose that is the ego's or the holy purpose of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, I'm not sure quite how to word this, but in the framework of the wrong-mindedness, how is it that we can better allow ourselves to be in touch with our feelings and not deny them, which seems to happen with so many people who are studying the Course, and then get into the idea of the thought process, you know, the thinking process, but in the process, they're also denying their feelings and where they're at. I'm just wondering what we can do to avoid that.
That's a key problem, as you know. I think we all know in terms of our own experience with the Course and working with people who work with it. I think what people are prone to do is to take statements like the world's an illusion, it's not real, the body is not real, and then use that as a way of denying the fact that they're really a body, or that they believe that they're really a body. And that's not what the Course says. The last thing in the world any psychologist would ever advocate is to deny anything. And the Course at one point in chapter 2 says that it is almost impossible to deny one's physical experience in this world. And to do so is an inappropriate form of denial. I think what's necessary, first of all, is to realize that that difference between level 1 and level 2. That's why I talk about it as much as I do. Because on level 2, you do not deny the body. What you do on level 2 is you look at it differently. You don't say, I'm not angry. You don't say, I don't have sexual feelings. You don't say, I'm not mourning the loss of a loved one who died. You don't say, I don't like nice things. You don't say, I am not sick, etc. What you do is you say, this is what I'm feeling, but now there's another way that I could look at it. So that's the key idea, is to accept what you feel. One of the key words in the Course is accept. We find it all the way through all three books, that we accept what we have done, and then we change our mind about it. If you don't accept it, which is what but denial is, then there's no way you could change it. And I think that what's important is the proper understanding of the use of the body and the use of the world. And since we all feel guilty about our bodies, and we all feel guilty about this world, we would all want to deny it as quickly as we can. You know, that's why, again, denial is the first level of defense of the ego system, and it's such a powerful one. And then we would always look to things that could justify this denial. So the Course says over and over again, God did not create the body, did not create the world. You say, well, therefore, since God did not create the body, I don't have a body. You know, it's like people saying for centuries, the Bible says, you're not to get angry, therefore I'm not angry. All that you're really doing is taking the anger and pushing it down in the unconscious, and then it just surfaces later on in terms of projection. That's not what the Course is about. It does teach on level 1 that God did not create the body or the world, but it does not teach that he condemns it. In fact, there's a wonderful line that says, the body was not created by love, but love does not condemn it. And I think that's what the Course would help us to understand too.